And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE News Time is 7:21. It is Newsmaker Time here on this Thursday. We're pleased to have with us in studio Marsha Law and Linda Polson, who are administrators of Newman Regional Health Volunteers. We're focusing on a scholarship recipient meet and greet event, which is not that far away. Linda, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning, Chuck?
I'm good. Marsha, good morning. How are you?
I am just great. Thanks so much.
All right. So tell us the when and where here for this scholarship meet and greet coming up.
Yes, we're going to honor our five scholarship recipients this coming Monday at the hospital in our conference room with a light luncheon for their guest and themselves.
Okay, and that's going to be Monday morning?
Correct, at 11.
Okay, good deal. Are you naming the scholarship recipients before we get to Monday's activities?
We have named them, and we're just really happy to say we had just an abundance of applicants this year, so many excellent candidates that we had to narrow it down to five.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, but the five that we chose were two recipients in pre-pharmacy that'll be attending KU next year, and they are Erica Wang and Perla Pereza, both from Emporia.
Okay.
Then we have Kayla Owens from Strong City, who will be studying pre-physical therapy at WSU next year. Kyle Mercer is a junior, and she'll be working on her Bachelor of Arts degree in nursing.
Okay.
And then last but not least, we have Hayden Baumwart, who'll be a senior at ESU working on his degree in chemistry with plans to pursue a doctorate in chiropractic. So we have an excellent range of students, from freshmen to clear up to seniors. We had applicants that are Newman employees. We were just really thrilled to have the kind and quality of applicants that we had.
Outstanding. Linda, let me ask you kind of how the scholarship got rolling and how much money maybe has been handed out to students since this did wind up getting established.
Well, giving back to the community and to the hospital and encouraging health care has always been a part of the Newman Auxiliary. Our records as far as scholarships only go back to 2010, and we've given out about 145 scholarships since that time, totaling $126,000.
Wow, that is impressive. That is an impressive amount. Marsha, what does it mean for you to be part of this scholarship effort and to celebrate these scholarship recipients coming up here next week?
Oh, I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to help students further their education. And I might mention also that we open this up not to strictly degree-seeking applicants, but also any area of healthcare that a person is working in. And it could be the behind-the-scenes jobs in the community, such as a healthcare worker or medical secretary, a health educator, or a vocational rehab counselor, medical secretary. Those kinds of things are open to our scholarships as well. So it's really nice to be able to help such a broad range of people that want to further their education.
Cool. Linda, from your perspective, how neat is it to be part of the scholarship effort in addition to being part of Newman Regional Health Volunteers as a whole?
Oh, I think it's very important, and I've been glad in the more than 20 years I've been an auxiliary member and volunteer to be involved with the sometimes on the selection committee, sometimes just in the backgrounds helping to raise the money to be able to give the scholarships.
This may seem as an obvious question, but I wanted to get your thoughts here on really how this dovetails into the Newman Regional Health overall mission. And Linda, I'll start with you on that.
Well, even though some of our scholarship recipients don't come back to work at Newman, as I said earlier, we like to encourage the healthcare field in general.
How about you, Marcia? How do you see this as kind of connecting to the overall mission of Newman Regional Health and the volunteer corps?
Right. I think probably just improving and adding to the quality of people in and around Newman is helping with the scholarship is what helps do that.
Marcia Law and Linda Polson joining us here from Newman Regional Health Volunteers. Again, the scholarship recipient meet and greet will be coming up Monday morning at the Newman Regional Health Conference Center with five either Newman Regional Health employees or students right now that will be receiving scholarship funding, and they have been notified. So this was not a surprise announcement that we had here just
it's
a few
official.
Minutes. It is official. Let me ask you guys to kind of expand and maybe move away from the scholarship side of things and talk more about NRH volunteers really as a whole, some of the different roles that NRH volunteers play and maybe some of the needs that you have to get more volunteers in those respective roles. And Marcia, I'll start with you.
Well, right. And I'm going to let Linda address some of this because
sure.
I always say she's our unofficial historian. And she says...
and she will tell you not, that's
yes.
not the case.
We have volunteers that work in the snack bar, the gift shop, and the information desk in the medical office building, same-day surgery, and the east information desk, which is entrance F.
Okay.
I think probably, in my mind, we've broken it down into categories. The volunteers work on fundraising. Probably most recently you heard of the Hertz Donuts.
Yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
We did that. And things like quilt raffles to raise money. We did in the spring, we sold chili and cinnamon rolls, which went over really great. Made a lot of money from that. Then we are asked to do service projects, like the hospital asked us to help them with a project that we ended up doing 500, or we did the Staxi chairs, where we purchased, they're kind of like transfer chairs,
okay.
Where, in fact, I saw one in action where a gentleman came in and needed some assistance, and the nurses got him right down to the Staxi chair and wheeled him in.
Okay.
And then we do things like we donate 500 pounds of food last year to Salvation Army. Volunteers collected that and gave. So, and then we do other donations like to Denim and Diamonds and Doctor's Day treats. We have about, I think, what is it, Linda, about 80 volunteers altogether right now that are working to help with all this.
Awesome. Yes, about 80 volunteers. Prior to COVID, we had about 100, so we don't have as many now. We definitely would like to recruit some more.
Sure.
Anyone who might be interested can pick up an application at any of the information desk and then return it to Deborah Storer, our volunteer coordinator there at the hospital.
Good deal. That's in. And the fundraising then from your activities goes into the scholarship fund then, and plus the other items that you need to
yes,
purchase for the
right.
hospital? Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. All right. Well, speaking of Monday, let's go ahead and reset what's going to be taking place on Monday here for the scholarship recipients.
Yes. We're going to have a light lunch reception at 11 o'clock in the conference room in the hospital. for our scholarship recipients, and the board will be there to host them. Hope they get their tummies full, but we think they will. And it'll last from probably approximately 11 to 12
okay.
on Monday. One other thing I'd like to mention is that, lastly, we were lucky enough to be selected for Match Day this year.
I remember that, yeah.
Yes. So anyone that would want to help our volunteers meet these goals, we'd be more than happy to receive some assistance.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Ladies, anything else that I'm missing here before we close things down this morning?
I think we pretty well covered it.
Good deal. Marcia, you think anything else we need to talk about? Because that is it.
I think we're ready to roll.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us here today to talk specifically about the scholarship recipient meet and greet, but give us a kind of a renewed perspective on what you guys do at the hospital. And again, for folks that would like to volunteer through Newman Regional Health Volunteers, get an application at any of the information department desks and then return that to Deb Storr, who is the NRH Volunteers Chair. Linda, thanks so much for joining us here today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Marcia, again, thank you for joining us. Have a great day today.
Thank you.
Marcia Law, Linda Polson joining us with Newman Regional Health Volunteers as our morning show continues, 7:31 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And thanks to Newman Regional Health, the volunteers doing great work there always. And ladies, thanks for joining us here this morning on our primetime newsmaker brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's Jeff Hodges, MRSK Buildings, 340-7732. 7:33, good morning. Stay tuned. Weather next.
The Lyon County Fair is coming. Tonight is the Friends of 4-H Picnic in the Anderson Building.